Hey, everybody, and welcome to Learning from Smart People. I am your host, Rob Oliver, and today I have with me Matthew Clark. He is the founder of the Virtual Edge and co-creator of the Rainmaker System, an online marketing system that helps entrepreneurs get 2 to 5 high-value leads every day from LinkedIn without paying for ads. Matthew and his business partner, Wesley, have helped thousands of businesses in 17 countries grow exponentially, and they are now on a mission to reach 10,000 businesses worldwide and build a vibrant community of rainmakers along the way. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. And by the way, I just love the title of the show. It's so cool.
Well, so I'm going to ruin a surprise for you here, but here's the really cool thing. Everyone who has been on the show, I send them a thank you email and they get an actual certified smart person certificate that you can now brag to all of your friends and coworkers and say, not only do I think that I'm smart, but I've got an independently outside third party verifiable source that says I indeed am a smart person.
Well, let's hope I live up to that, right? Hope I live up to that. So we'll discover that over the next 30 minutes or so.
Well, so here's the really fun part to me. And that is everybody knows something about a topic that I don't know as much about. So having you on today, regardless of what it is, I'm sure that we're going to pick up at least a couple nuggets of wisdom and a couple pieces of information that'll be applicable to our lives, to our businesses. And in doing that, everyone will have benefited from the knowledge and experience that you have. So let's just jump right into it. Tell me a little bit about your background. Like, you're coming in, you've got this virtual edge, you've got the Rainmaker system. What is your background as far as like entrepreneurship, leadership, the experience on LinkedIn? Where are you coming from?
Yeah, so it's really interesting. You know, I actually didn't even start out in the online world, in the digital world. In fact, my experience is completely the opposite. In terms of, I did door-to-door sales for 8 years. Started off selling gas and electric in the UK and then came back to South Africa and started selling telephone systems like PABX, copiers, CCTV, door-to-door to businesses. And that's kind of where it really grew. So for me, it's always been about, I think the common denominator really is, how do we build relationships? How do we build them fast? How do we connect with the right people? And more importantly, how do we get people turning from connections into paying customers in the quickest period of time, and then keeping and maintaining that relationship over the next couple of years to come? You know, that's really served me well in everything that we're doing. So yes, the sale is important, but the relationship is 10 times more important because that's what carries on, you know, in months, years to come.
So it's the difference between getting a sale and creating a customer. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. I mean, creating a customer for me, it's like, it's a relationship. And sometimes that relationship involves an exchange of money and an exchange of services. But sometimes that relationship, you know, I've met people that have never become customers that have become friends, which is really, really cool. And sometimes I've had people that have been customers that have then become friends and they still pay me to this day because exactly like you said, I've got a certain skill that they want to master. And sometimes they've got a certain skill that I want to master. And how I look at things is very simple. It's like in the friends and in the business world, you can absolutely, like, you hear the saying, like, don't do business with friends and family. I think that's absolute crap. For me, it's like the first person I sold when I started my telephone, when I started my PABX company was my dad, my uncle, sorry. And then my dad, because I was like, if I can't deliver a service or a product that's good enough for my family, how can I deliver it to anybody else? So I absolutely do business with the people that are around me.
It's about relationships. Okay.
Yes.
Is what you're saying. And it's about building relationships. One of the things I mentioned in your intro is LinkedIn, which is the business relationship online building network.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And how do you approach LinkedIn? I think about Facebook, okay? And I've got a lot of people that I know and love that I'm connected with on Facebook, but I've also got a lot of what I would call Facebook friends. Where
100%.
The
connections.
Yeah, they're connections, and I see what they're doing, and I see some of their stuff. But for the reality of it, we don't have much of a relationship, okay? Yep. So when you're looking at LinkedIn, how do you make it so that you're doing something profitable there, that you're building relationships that aren't just the surface relationships, but are actual substantive and that you can make work?
Yeah, and you know, I think that's a great question, and I like how you framed it as well. Because, you know, honestly, there's just, you get that same dynamic there as well. Okay. And in order for a relationship to work, it needs two parties. If one person is just putting everything in, that's not a relationship, right? One person's giving, one person's taking. So often what I find is that, you know, you kind of, so how I like to build these things is I like to get laser focused on the ideal client and say, okay, cool. What is my intention going into this? Am I looking to find clients? Am I looking to find partners? Am I looking to find employees? Am I looking to find suppliers? You know, what am I looking for? Am I looking to get onto podcasts, right? Because how, by the way, you connected with my assistant, Rachel, and how she connected with you was through the Rainmaker system, okay, by using our system. First is the intention. What am I going in for? If the intention is to get clients, it's about, okay, who is my ideal client and getting laser focused on that one ideal client, where we say, what is their industry? What is their company size, their job title, and their geographical location? And saying, okay, cool. I'm going to go after these guys and I'm going to help them achieve a measurable result in a fixed time frame. When we got that, and this is purposely for the intention of getting more clients. So then I set up my entire profile to focus on them, to focus on the ideal client. What are their big pain points that they're going through? What are the fears, the things keeping them up at night, and the implications that if they don't solve those pain points, what's going to show up in their life or their business? Then similar to that is, well, on the other end of the coin is, you know, what are their goals and desires? Where are they going? What do they want to achieve? And then what are their dreams and aspirations? What's the ideal outcome for their life? Why are they in this thing in the first place? And so then I shape the profile into focusing all about that. So it doesn't become now about a sales pitch. It's not a CV, like most people have got their profiles written all about them, you know, and my skills and everything. It's about the client and their problems. And how do you take them from their pain to their pleasure? When you go in on that, the connections that you're making are very targeted and very specific, which allows you to create a deeper connection because you're focusing on them as people versus trying to just get more clients.
What you're saying makes so much sense because, you know, so many times a LinkedIn profile is exactly what you said. It's all about me and I'm bragging about, you know, my degree and my work experience and all this stuff, trying to impress people. And yet I'm not saying what it is that I do for people. And this is actually, in, you mentioned the fact that your assistant, Rachel, was had reached out to me. And it was, I'm in looking at that pitch, I'm less interested in your expertise and more interested in what is it that you can do to benefit my audience. Because that's who the focus of my program is. I want to make sure, as you've said, my pain point is I want to accumulate listeners. I want to bring value to the people that listen. And that's why I chose to have you on the show.
On that, if I can just add something to that point, because this is such a good point that most people miss, is that if Rachel had focused on trying to sell me, you'd have been like, okay, cool, but I can get, you know, guests from anywhere that can do this stuff anytime, any place, anywhere. But instead, what she focused on was, what do you need as a podcast host? What are your outcomes? What are your goals and desires? That's where the magic happens. You know, so I've got kind of like a bit of a litmus test, if you will. If you read your profile, if anyone reads their profile, if your listeners read their profile right now, and it's got too many I's, we's, us, my, ours, like anything that focuses on me, we call that we-ing all over your customers. Okay. So you want to change the focus. And sometimes the interesting thing is that the end client is not your client. And I'll give you an example of this. So we're working with some credit repair specialists right now. So their end goal is that they want to help people better their credit so that they can buy more cars or houses or whatever it is. But that's not actually the client. The client is actually the mortgage lender, is the auto trader. And their goal is that they're going to help the mortgage lender sell more houses. They're going to help the auto dealer sell more cars. It's not about fixing the credit. That's just the vehicle for them to get to the end result. And so that's where the mind shift, you know, starts happening.
It makes perfect sense in that what you're talking about is seeing it for the long range, seeing it for the end goal, not just for the immediacy of what's basically right in front of you.
Exactly.
Yeah. So in order to stop weeing on your customers, as you've said, do you have some tips for people as they're creating their profile? What is it that they should be putting on there? If it's not about I, me, what What are some just tips that you can provide on that?
Yeah, and that's kind of some of the stuff that I covered before. And it's really about focusing on what are their big pain points.
Okay.
Getting them from their pain to their pleasure. There's one thing I can share with you right now, which will help a lot of people. And we've seen a lot of results just come from this. In the headline, right? Most people have got something along the lines of, and in actual fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick yours apart a little bit, if that's okay.
Great. Okay. Yes, sure.
So here we've got virtual speaker, keynote presenter, motivational speaker, best-selling author, podcast host. Okay, that's cool. So other people would have CEO, founder, speaker, whatever it is. Who is your ideal client? What results can you help them get in what time frame and through what is your methodology? So when I look at this, if there are other podcasts and you know, I do a lot of podcasts and I get to like pick a lot apart, and very often they're the same. And the same in the point of view that they're virtual speaker, keynote presenter, motivational speaker, best-selling author, podcast host. But how does that differentiate you from everybody else that's saying the same thing?
Now, understood. And LinkedIn is one of those things that I know this. My LinkedIn profile needs help. Again, as you've said, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. In many ways a one-man show. And yep. So I liken this to kind of the story of my life. And here's kind of an analogy for you.
Sure. All right.
When I was 21, I had a spinal cord injury, broke my neck. Okay. And I was in a little way struggling with my own sense of who I am. And it was someone else that came along and helped me understand that my value comes not from my physical condition, but from what I've got going on inside. I don't know how long it would have taken me to come up with that on my own, but having someone else there to kind of give me the guidance and give me the insight. And that's really what you're talking about, where people are out there and you're trying to do what's right on your LinkedIn profile, but sometimes it's daunting. How valuable would it be to have a guide that can tell you this is what you need to do with your LinkedIn profile and kind of help, let's put it this way, ask the questions that as you answer them, it really answers what needs to go on your profile.
Absolutely. Well, so we got something, we've actually created something called the 20-minute profile makeover on our website. Now it covers not everything, but the most important points that you need to change. So like your banner, your profile picture, your pickup line is what we call it, instead of your headline. So that's where the magic happens. This is your message to the world, which shows people how to work with you before they even talk to you. And just getting those three things right is absolutely critical, because when somebody is looking at a profile, those are the things that they see first. So that's going to catch the attention. Then you can start building on the rest of it. So we've got this training on our website, www.thevirtualedge.com. It's 100% free. You just fill in your information, it'll give it. There's even, we've taken another step. There's like a 37 or a 47 minute training after that, which will show you how to put some of these pieces together. And, you know, we don't make any offers or try sell or anything like that. It's more of go and learn how to do it.
Sure.
Right? Go and implement it, because we want you to get results. You know, I think Frank Kern said it. Like I dig Frank Kern and I love his like mindset and methodology. He's like, if you want to help people, here's a crazy idea. Help them, show them that you can help them by actually helping them.
Right.
So that's kind of like our philosophy going in as well. I love it.
Yeah. Well, it's the difference between telling people that you can help them and then helping them. And the people that have actually helped them are the ones that they're most likely to form. As you've said, to go kind of back to where we started, it's about relationships. You're forming relationships with people that you see their expertise, you see what they do for you. And you're invested there. I love the concept. You threw out the concept of a pickup line. Okay.
Yes.
And we live in a world where we talk about cheesy pickup lines and, you know, I'm not on LinkedIn putting out there, you know, like how hard did it hurt when you fell from heaven and all. Okay.
Yeah.
We're not doing that there. Talk to me about that idea. What do you mean when you say a pickup line?
Cool. Great question. And it's a business pickup line. So it's like, how do you get someone? So like, let's look at the ideology of a pickup line. What is it? It's to have that initial interaction that's going to get somebody interested enough to continue the conversation with you. Right?
Right.
That's what it is in principle. And whether you're using that on a girl or a guy, or whether you're using that in business, I mean, you're going to change the context and the wording, but the principle is the same.
Sure.
And so the principle is very simple. In fact, in the way that we see it is, how can you show your ideal client, how can you call out your ideal client, then show them a measurable result in a fixed time frame through a methodology? Let me give you an example of this.
Okay.
Right. At the moment on your profile, you've got virtual speaker, keynote presenter, motivational speaker, bestselling author, podcast host. Okay. How do I work with you? If I didn't know you and I didn't talk to you and I looked at that, how do I work with you?
Right.
Here's mine. I help coaches, consultants, and advisors get 2 to 5 high value leads per day through the Rainmaker lead system.
Got it. It says exactly what you do.
So now when I'm connecting with coaches, consultants, and advisors, or they're coming to me through some of the channels that we are on, or podcasts or content or whatever it is, when they look at that, they can see how to work with me and the outcome that they're going to experience before they even talk to me.
Right.
And that's that initial, okay, I'm interested. Can we talk more?
So it's not saying like, hey, can I have your number? Cause I lost mine. It's actually telling them, here's what I do. And this is what you can expect from working with me. It makes so much sense. So you've talked about this. You've put together this Rainmaker system. Are there specific steps to that? What's the Rainmaker process?
100%. So there's 3 stages, 9 steps. The 3 stages are pretty simple. It's position, connect, and scale. So when we focus on the position stage, it's about getting laser focused on the ideal client and choosing one. Now, particularly, it doesn't mean you have to change your whole business model, but if you're saying, okay, on LinkedIn, I'm going to focus on these guys. Because the interesting thing is that most of the people that I work with, they don't need 20, 50 clients a month. They need like between 2 and 5 clients a month. Right. So it's actually better to get laser focused and to choose an industry, choose a job title, choose a company headcount and a geographical location. So get laser focused. Then it's about creating the pickup line. Okay, the measurable metric in the time frame for the ideal client through the methodology. Then it's about doing your profile makeover, which takes you from an ego-centric profile focusing on you to a client-centric sales page that focuses everything on your ideal client. Okay?
Yep.
About their pain points, how to take them from their pain to their pleasure. So then we move into the connect stage, where it's about building your authority and positioning you as an authority on LinkedIn. Then reaching out and having conversations with people. So this is about building relationships. Like, I look at marketing not as a way to close more sales, but to open up more conversations. And then it's about content. So content gives you leverage. Content gives you another touch point for people. And it allows people to get into your mind and see how you think and how you communicate and your ideology and like your methods and, you know, actually putting some like proof, but the method to your madness almost, you know?
Right.
I
was going to say that connection part and that forming relationship, there's 2 things about that. The first is I can't tell you, you know, because LinkedIn tells you like, hey, congratulate, so-and-so has a birthday today. So I get a boatload of these happy birthday, right? Or, you know, someone has a work anniversary and you get congrats on the work anniversary and that's all it is. Yeah. And it's not forming a relationship.
No.
It's just a way to reach out to people. When you're reaching out to people, are you sending emails? Are you making phone calls? Is it both? What's the model for reaching out to connect and form those relationships?
So when I'll share with you our process, right? And what we do, and so the reason I say our process is because we do what we teach. Like when we help people, we help them install in their business what we do in our business. And you know, I book on average 10 to 15 sales calls a week, like highly qualified ideal clients every single week. It's beautiful. And so the process that I have is that, okay, so we get the profile set up correctly. We then, you know, start having conversations and there's content that goes out. We have an initial conversation with someone. So we connect with them. Then we can see that they've viewed our profile. And then we send them what we call a welcome message, which is the initial message saying, look, these are the results we help people get. If you want to get results like this, let's get on a chat and see if there's a good fit. Right. Then they send us their email address and cell phone number. All right. So that's what I consider a lead.
Sure.
Then after that, it is very important that we don't consider a connection a lead. We consider someone that's gone through that process, that has connected with us. We've had a conversation and they said, here's my email address and cell phone number. I want to talk to you more. That's a lead.
Got it.
So then what we'll do is pick up the phone them and qualify them. Spend 5 minutes just on a call with them, making sure that they're a good fit. If they are a good fit, then we'll take them to a sales call. Okay. We'll actually schedule a sales call in with them. And before they get to the sales call, they've got to watch a video.
Okay.
So what happens is that by the time, and by the way, I mean, we've automated most of the process. I have got it to a stage whereby I've got an assistant that does most of the work. I've got some technology that automates the stuff. So I just show up to the sales calls and they position me like that. So it gives me more edification. It allows me to, get on the call with a higher status as well. So people are there, they're prepared, they do the homework that's necessary, and they show up ready to change their circumstance, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
It means that I can serve them at the highest level. I'm not wasting their time. They're not wasting my time. And when we talk to people, we have a really high close rate because it makes sense for them to take the next step.
What you're saying makes so much sense because your skills are in sales, right?
Yes.
And so by taking and for lack of a better term, farming out the non-sales part of it to the systemic part of it, you're able to get someone else to do that so that you can focus on the sales. And so instead of you spending however many hours it takes to generate the leads and to qualify the leads and, you know, get them to the point where they're ready to do that sales call, you've got someone else doing that. And so in that way, your effort and your time is devoted to what's ultimately going to be making you money.
Rob, as business owners, we've got to protect our energy, right? You know, and I have this conversation. I think it's a much higher level conversation than people realize, but it's the basis of everything. As business owners, we've got to protect our energy. Okay. We've got to make sure that we're spending our energy on the things that are going to be transformational to our business and to our lives. You know, and I want to make sure that the energy that I'm putting into something is going to have an exponential return versus something that is just like transactional that needs to be done. So we kind of look at the transactional. There's two things that happen in a business. One of them is going to be transactional. One is going to be transformational. The transactional things, delegate or delete. The transformational things is where you need to be spending your time. Right?
Makes sense. Yeah.
And you've got to do that in your business as well as your personal life as well.
Okay. And even what you were talking about, so this is kind of a random thought. There was a guy that I know that as a solo entrepreneur, he invented people that worked for him. And so for his business, he created multiple email addresses and Susie@myoffice.com and Jim@myoffice.com. And so when he would send out emails came from him, but it had Susie's name on it. And Susie would send an email to the client that would say, hey, when can I schedule you to meet with Jim or, you know, whatever the guy's name was. And then you get a follow-up email and the follow-up email is from, you know, fill in the next name. And Ron would say, okay, we got this. And I'm the assistant and I just make sure everything's in place. And then finally he would get on, and through the whole process, it makes him look very important and everything. I thought it was kind of funny, but I think it's a novel idea, a novel way to represent or to present yourself as being somewhat of an expert, and makes your business appear bigger than it is.
Yeah. And I kind of look at that as, you know, what he's done is that he is already putting in place the business that he wants to have in the next couple of months or year or whatever. So even though he's fulfilling all of those functions right now, he's putting the right people and the right pieces in place, you know? So I dig it.
Yeah. Very cool. Hey, Matthew, I really appreciate you being on the show. If people are looking to get a hold of you, where can they find you?
Yeah, cool. So LinkedIn, obviously, right? So Matt Clark SA, and you'll see my pickup line. I help coaches, consultants, and advisors get 2 to 5 high value leads per day from LinkedIn without paying for ads. The one thing I will ask is send me a message, right? Don't just connect with me. Send me a message. Let me know if you heard me on Rob's show, and Rob, I'll give you some feedback when people do connect as well.
Wonderful.
And then the second way is go to the website, get the profile makeover, the 20-minute profile makeover. It's www.thevirtualedge.com. Go through that training, go watch the next training. And if you feel like you want to come and work with us further, schedule a call and let's have a chat and see if we can help you. And we'll be upfront with you. And One thing that I really love about what we do is that we really love to see people's results, and we really care about people's results. And so we make sure that we can genuinely help people. And if we can't, we'll tell them we can't. Maybe we'll point them in another direction, let them know of someone that can help them where they're at.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing, man. Being able to say, I can't help you, but I know somebody who can, because that is another way of forming relationships.
So
not just with the people that you're offering help to, but with the people that you're referring potential relationships and potential clients to. I will put all that information in the show notes. It is time for my favorite part of the show. It is time for three questions to establish your humanity. You ready?
I'm ready, man. Let's go for it.
All right. So you're in South Africa, and my easy question for you is this. If I come to visit you in South Africa, where are you taking me to eat, and what's the local restaurant that you think is fantastic, and what would be the recommended dish?
Dude, if you come to South Africa and you give me a call and you let me know you're coming, I would advise that you come to my house and I'll cook you some food. Because here's the thing, right? I can take you to restaurants and you can go to, there's all sorts here. We've got like Italian, we've got Mexican, and we've got everything you can think of, right? But we've found that, now during the whole COVID thing, when we've been in lockdown, man, we just cook better food at home than what they do at the restaurant. So I recommend you come to my house.
All right. And so if I'm coming to your house, what's your go-to dish, man?
So we're going to make what we call a braai, which you guys would call a barbecue. So we put meat on a fire, on a coal fire. Okay. We've got a very special way in which we prepare it. And then we'll do it with some like baked potatoes and some potato salad. And some papin sauce as well. Some boerewors. There's so much that we can do. Come with an appetite.
All right. My mouth,
that's what I'll say.
My mouth is watering, and I'm considering coming to South Africa, if for no other reason, just to stop by your place for food.
Hope you like tequila.
Yeah, there you go. When you get a chance to relax and sit in front of the TV, is there a movie that when you're scrolling through the channels, is there a movie that'll make you stop immediately?
Oh, man. I love movies. I love movies, all kinds of movies. I love action. I love sci-fi, sometimes some good dramas, some good comedies. To say that there's one that's going to stop. I think one of my favorite movies of all time, and it's completely ridiculous, is Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Kills me.
Nice.
Every time.
I love it. All right. Last question for you is there a piece of advice that your parents gave you that still sticks with you, and is something that has really kind of helped you through the journey that you've gone to get this far?
Yeah, I would say it comes from my dad. Growing up, we didn't grow up wealthy. My dad didn't have a job for many years. My mom was the only one supporting. There were times where, she was struggling to put food on the table. And, my dad said to me one day, he's like, if there's one thing that I can say to you is, learn from everything that I've done, take the good things and get rid of the bad. And he said to me, there's probably going to be 10 times more bad than what there is good. But if you can take one or two things away that are good and just get rid of everything else, that would be my advice to you. And I followed that through. I always look at every situation and I'm like, what's the good in this? What can I learn? Is there anything that I can learn and I can keep? And what do I need to just like kick straight out the door?
Beautiful. It's always amazing when we're like 15, we don't think our parents know anything at all. And the older we get, the more we realize our parents weren't as stupid as we thought they were. As a matter of fact, they know a lot more than we ever gave them credit for. Matt, thanks for being on the show. You are indeed a smart person. For everybody that's listening, check out Matt. Hopefully you can make over your website and maybe build a relationship with him and work with him in the future. Thank you all for listening. I'd encourage you to leave us a review and follow us on social media. I will remind you, as always, when you stop learning, you stop living. Have a great day, everybody.